Once I get back from space, I'm going to work either helping other astronauts on the space station by talking to them on the radio, or maybe by helping to design some of the new vehicles that are going to go help us get back to the moon. Over. Hi, Madison. When you're blasting off into space, it feels like you're really heavy, and all of these, you're getting pushed really hard back into your seat like an elephant sitting on your chest. And then once you get to zero gravity, I felt like I was upside down until I got used to it. Over. Hi, Lyra. Any trash we generate, we put into a cargo vehicle that then goes and gets burned up in the Earth's atmosphere. Over. Hey, Kobe. Something I am not able to do in space but would really like to do is to take a hot shower. Over. Hi, Maddie. Thankfully, up here we have we actually have tablet computers with the internet, and so I can video call with my kids and my family back home. Over. Hi, Hattie. When I get back to Earth, the thing I'm most looking forward to is giving my kids a big hug. Hi, Elijah. Other planets in our solar system don't look too different, but the Earth looks really different. I can see how round and curved it is and how pretty it looks. Over. Hi, Kyle. We play a lot of different games. Sometimes we try to throw M&Ms to each other and catch them in our mouths, which is really fun in zero gravity. Over. Hi, West. We can't eat super crunchy foods in space, but we can get a lot of foods that are kind of like the foods you eat when you're camping. So they're pretty similar, and I really like them. Over. Hi, Marina. I haven't seen a hurricane yet, but I have seen other big storms, and they look really impressive from the windows on the space station. Over. Hi, Max. Space flight can be risky, but it's also a lot of fun, and it's a great adventure, and it's helping to make the world a better place. I'm really happy to be a part of it. Over. Hi, Ian. The hardest part about being in space is being away from my friends and family at home. Over. Hi, Robin. The favorite view I've seen from space has been the Earth and some of the northern lights or aurora borealis that you can see out the window sometimes. Over. Thanks for the question, Madison. The thing I would say is to keep building, keep designing, and keep dreaming about the future, because if you work really hard at it, really anything you want can come true. Over. That's a great question, Lyra. So up here, we like to talk. Whenever we have problems or challenges, we find by talking with each other and also talking with our people on the ground that help us in mission control, we can always come up with a good solution. Over. Hi, Kobe. Space, when you're in the shadow of the Earth, looks really dark, and you can see tons of stars. It's like being really far away from the lights in towns and cities. Over. Hi, Maddie. I would try to make something where you could see a camera with a view of the Earth, because it's a really special thing. Appreciate it. Over. Hi, Hattie. I saw the northern lights last week outside the window of the space station, and I took some pictures of it, but the pictures can't capture how beautiful it was. I wish everybody had a chance to see it like that. Over. Hi, Elijah. I don't know the exact amount of water that we use on the International Space Station, but I do know that we recycle almost 99% of it. So all the water that we use and all the wastewater, we turn that back into drinking water for the next day. Over. Hi, Kyle. No, there's no age minimum. Most of the people who are astronauts are in their 30s or 40s or 50s, so a little bit older, but there's no age minimum. Over. K4UB, Kilo 4 Echo Bravo, it was a real pleasure to talk to you and the students today. Thank you so much. It made my day. Over. Yep. Thank you so much. Over.